The following program contains material which some listeners may find distressing.
Now on News Talk, we continue our season of drama on News Talk with Orla Murphy's new radio play. In a pool in New Zealand, recent emigrant Maeve is learning to swim. Swimaholic coach Doreen eggs her on. But with each stroke, Maeve's heart is calling her home to an unresolved dilemma with her much-loved father Johnny in Remember to Breathe.
An aftershock measuring 5.4 on the Richter scale hit Christchurch, New Zealand today, compounding the devastation of last week's earthquake. Hundreds of people remain trapped in high-rise buildings in the city centre.
The thing was, the awful thing was, the earthquake was good to us. Suddenly the need for engineers over there was as great as the lack of a need over here. And when the aftershock hit, that was it. Grant was going home. Was I ready to go with him? I said, yeah, I was. I felt guilty, like I was walking out on you. But you said,
go, you're well out of it.
So I got on that plane and prayed to God that helping to solve someone else's troubles would spell the end of our own. Thinking of, in the middle of an alert. Grant warned you. Oh, well, it's easy for him. He's not stuck inside all day, every day, waiting for the ground to stop shaking so he could find a job.
You right there, love? You talking to me?
Oh, no, sorry. Oh, wait, hello, is that a green X?
Too right. This bugger's built a last.
So you're at, that building is safe?
Certainly, yes. You want to come in?
I will, thanks.
Name?
Sorry?
Your name and address, dear. I need it for the insurance.
Oh, right, and Maeve O'Driscoll.
Doreen, pleased to meet you. Right, emergency over, stand down alert. Are you okay? Maeve? Ow! Oh. The phone truck will be along any minute now. I expect you've got someone worried.
I do. Yeah, my husband, he's an engineer. He's one of the ones deciding what buildings are fit for. Did you just slap me?
A green X? Well, no worries here. This building's solid.
Yeah, but did you just...
Well, go on, dear. Make your call.
Hello? Yeah, love, no. No, I'm fine. I don't know. At the corner of Williams and McLaren Drive. It's the big building. The what? No, it's not a swimming pool.
See you tomorrow, love. And don't forget your dogs.
Okay. Bye. No, not you, Grant. A swimming pool. I thought about calling you then. I thought, this time I'll tell you the truth. We were wrong, Daddy. It's no better here. I'm not taking my time to find something. There's nothing. And I'm scared. Scared to stay in the house. Scared to go. Scared of hearing those buildings scream with people trapped inside. Then today I got stuck outside in the middle of an aftershock and the only safe building turned out to be a feckin' swimming pool and I think I just signed up for lessons. But then I remember the story we've been telling you till now, that we were doing great. So I let the phone truck pass. And when Doreen rang the next morning insisting, I'd regret it for the rest of my life, I didn't show, I went, ignoring the tiny voice inside that insists I am betraying you. We heard Doreen before we saw her. I turned to flee. Too late. She buzzed in, fizzing with enthusiasm like a stick of dynamite.
Welcome to Christchurch's premier indoor-outdoor swimming pool. Congratulations. You have picked the best place possible to learn to swim, and I should know because my name is Doreen, and I am a swimaholic. It's true, I am. Now, I was a swimophobic, like you lot, for most of my life. But after the first quake, and the aftershock, and the one after that, I took myself down to this very pool, got myself some lessons, and now I'm a regular water baby. I am qualified to coach. Tell you a secret, though. You're my first class. And before we start, we are going to name and shame whatever held you back.
I stood there, shivering. My fellow learners whispered horror stories. It would have been okay to tell them then. They would have understood about the water. But that was only half the story. So when my turn came, I just said, I'm from Ireland. How could I even begin to explain to a room full of strangers that, in my head, not swimming all those years was my own weird way of keeping faith with you, Daddy.
On your mark, swimmers, and for God's sake, remember to breathe.
Okay, dive done. Okay. Except now that I'm here, submerged, I can't move. Grant was right, it's too soon, way too soon to come back after. I was the one insisting I could handle it. I can handle it. Stay with it, Maeve. Focus on the present. Stay. No, I can't. I'm getting out. Oh, no, 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 I'm not. Here's Doreen.
You all right there, Maeve?
It's Olympic, this pool. 50 metres, but you wouldn't know by the speed she streaks towards you. I'm fine, thanks, Doreen. No, I can't get out. Doreen would want to talk it out, babe. Talk it out. I didn't come here to talk. I came here to swim. Right, just go for it. If I sink, she's guaranteed to dive to the rescue.
Come on, Maeve. Move like you mean it. No excuses. Give it heaps.
I am giving it heaps. But it's hard. And it's hot. It's almost as hot as that day. The one dry day in a summer of rain. 2 weeks since my 8th birthday. We'd been helping your brothers save hay in the field by the river. Now the bales were stacked. The day was done. Our mothers brought food and we ran wild. The boys began begging to swim. The mother said they'd no togs, no way of drying themselves and they'd catch their death. But that was one of those days when you were the version of you we all loved. The twinkly one with the easy laugh.
Ah, ladies, can you not go fetch a few towels? I'll stay.
I ran from Mam's side and joined the chorus of, please. Mam protested I was too young. I protested straight back that I was 8 and 2 weeks and half swimming already.
Will ye go on? She'll be fine. I told you, I'll keep an eye.
The three blue tractors pulled away. The boys let out war whoops, racing across the expanse of burnt yellow, till it was just me and you left walking. I was thrilled. I hopped along, the new cut grass cutting into my soft soles.
Come on, Maeve. Let's show those lads a bit of speed. What do you say? To infinity and beyond.
Oh, that river was cold enough to freeze blood. But now I was in, I was determined to tough it out. I was showing off my half crawl, resting my hands in the sharp stone riverbed, kicking my legs with gusto, then letting the current do the work.
You're going great guns there, Maeve.
Jason said the boys were having a race, and if I liked, I could be the finishing line. You turned away. It was probably nothing, probably just lighting your cigarette. But a fierce will to have you back here came over me. All of a sudden, I knew what to do. Keeping my head clear, I moved in a diagonal across the river, stretching my arms deeper till only the tips of my fingers touched the riverbed. I waved, called out,
"Look, Daddy, look, I'm swimming."
But you weren't looking and I wasn't swimming. And the next false stroke the current took me, I went under. Force of habit made my hand reach for the riverbed. Nothing. I gulped water, something green and slimy brushed my legs.
Daddy!
Maeve! For God's sake, Jason, you were supposed to mind her.
I remember the boys shouting back. It wasn't their fault I was a stupid girl. You ignored them, wrapping me up in your sweatshirt. I remember begging you to, please don't tell Mam, please.
Shh, now. Shh, Maeve. Maeveen.
And that was all you said. You just kept rubbing my feet till they changed from blue to pink. Then you pointed to the lads in the water.
Would you look at the state of those aegis pretending they're not freezing?
And you laughed. And I laughed too, my heart swelling. And then you said,
I never got the hang of it either, Maeveen. No matter. Aren't we fine here together on the bank?
And I nodded. Yeah. And in that moment, I made a secret promise to you. No way was I ever going to learn to swim.
So you're scared of the water, but I promise you, you're gonna love it. Nod if you believe me. I didn't see you nod, Maeve. First, you're gonna learn to breathe underwater. Watch me for now. You're gonna inhale, place your face in the water, then exhale for a count of five, like so. Okay, your turn, nice and slow. Inhale deeply. Place your face in the water and exhaling for five, four, three, two, one. Good on yous. Just for safety, we might want to try that again. Ready? Inhale.
And exhaling for five, four, three, two, one. Excellent. You can sing whatever you want down there.
Okay. So I broke my promise. But you broke a few promises too. The eve of my college graduation party? Mam called it off. When I asked why, she said, ask your father. Except I couldn't, because you were gone. And you didn't seem to be coming back. Outside was pitch black. I sat in my room, staring into the darkness, waiting for, I don't know what.
Maeve, come down till I show you. No peeking now. Wait, just a second. Don't move. Ta-da!
What I saw made my heart dizzy. Fairy lights glittered from the rafters. An old door balanced on a table for a bar. And hay bales round the edges for benches.
So, what do you think?
It's like nothing I've ever seen. It's magic.
Do you see him? Over there. Buzz. To infinity and beyond. Well, is it enough? Am I out of the doghouse?
I think so, Daddy. Yeah, you are.
One, two, three, up!
The next night was the best party ever. Everyone was so impressed I'd got a job straight out of college. I was taking a break, hiding out from all the congratulations and expectations. Then it happened. I overheard one of the neighbours, I can't remember who, say to Mam, you seem to be in great form. And she said, I know. That's what worries me. and for the first time in my life, I saw you the way others might. Dancing a little too hard, laughing a little too loud.
Hey, Dad! Jesus, Dad.
What?
Would you not try, I don't know, a waltz or something?
Me? A waltz?
Or something.
How about this? Still got it, what?
Can we break for 2 seconds?
I'm only getting going. All right. Well, are you worried about me, is it?
How did he know? Maybe.
Don't be. Lungs like a leopard. Or a cheetah. Whichever's the fastest. A cheetah, is it? Look, I'll be grand. Lonesome, naturally, but grand.
He didn't know. He hadn't a clue.
Train arriving at Platform 2, serves all stations to Houston Station, Dublin. Calling at Templemore, Ballybrophy.
Have you everything?
I'm fine, Dad. Don't be fussing.
I'm not fussing. We have no need. Not when I know you've our plan in your head.
Yeah, Dad. About the plan.
What about it? It's a good plan, Maeve. Put a bit aside, invest with me, eventually start your own business with the money I'll have made you.
Yeah, but...
Money is freedom, Maeve. Don't let anyone tell you otherwise.
I know it is, but...
But what?
But I'm only starting.
You're only starting? Well, you know how many cranes I counted on my way home yesterday?
I don't know, 10?
22 between Newlands Cross and the start of the motorway. You couldn't have picked a better time to become an architect. I predict great things, Maeve.
This train is now departing. Would all passengers not intending to travel please disembark now? This train is now departing. Stand clear of all doors.
Turns out you were right. In no time at all, I was earning and spending and spending and earning. It took just 3 short years to realise I hated every waking minute of my life. So I called you. It was a hard call to make. Told you I wanted to recoup my investment. Didn't tell you why. It took you a while to get back. But you called. Said you'd bring a check. We met in that little coffee shop opposite government buildings. You were up to meet some developer. He seemed older, sleeker than when I last saw you.
So, not getting enough from your old man, is it? Moving your money into something else. I hope it's not tech, because none of that's real, Maeve.
Don't be mad. It's nothing like that.
Oh, what is it like?
I am investing in something else. Someone else. Me.
Sure, isn't that who it's all for anyway? Wait. You're not in trouble, eh?
No, Dad. I'm taking a bit of a break, is all.
A break? From what?
From this. I mean, I went straight to work from college.
A holiday.
Yeah.
You know what? You're right. Go. You've earned it.
It's just, I wake up in the morning and hate my own face in the mirror, you know. I'm not saying I'll never be an architect again, but I need some space, you know.
Never be an architect? What?
But you said...
Me? I never encouraged you to... Don't give up that job.
I'm not happy there, really, I'm not.
Nobody's happy, Maeve.
Someone must be. There must be a way to manage... Everyone knows being tied down with us and Mam too young meant you couldn't become an artist.
An artist? You mean the notions I had when I was 21? I painted a few pictures. That was all talk. And me and your mother broke up over many things, money not being the least of it.
I left my job. Bought my ticket. Whether you give me the money or not, I'm gone.
Where are you going?
I don't know.
Australia, maybe. I've no definite plans.
And when the money runs out, what'll you work at?
I'll find something.
But you won't know anyone.
It's not the same now, Daddy. I'm not starting out a labourer like you. Stupid, hurtful words, but I couldn't unsay them.
So, you have your mind made up. You're going on your own.
On my own. Yeah.
Today, we're gonna learn the forward crawl, also known as freestyle, also known as the Australian crawl. I don't teach that version. The good news is, you already know this stroke. The clue's in the name, the crawl. Remember? Your little baby bum in the air, hands and knees, scooching along the floor. Well, now, the water is the floor. Oh, mate, it's still water, of course. But for your body, it's the floor. You know what I mean. Or you will, after this lesson. You know, a lot of people, clever people, believe we evolved from the sea. We're mammals now, obviously. A fish moves from side to side in the water. But a whale, which is a mammal, moves up and down. Now, I'm not saying you're whales, but you're definitely not fish. Yet. Okay. If you're ready, raise one hand. Maeve's raring to go. Angle your hand like so. Bring it up over your head. Inhale. Bring it down. Exhale and kick off. Kick off. That's the stuff. Now you're moving. Look at Maeve. She's got it. Out in front now. No stopping her. Look at Maeve go.
It took us ages to talk after that. I was all over the place. So were you. It would have been hard to catch each other. That wasn't it. I was hurt. It was the first time you've ever disapproved of me. I suppose you were hurt too. So it took a while. But finally, you discovered Skype.
Where are you now?
Thailand, Dad. Oh, you'd love it. We slept a night on the beach where they shot the movie The Beach, you know.
Was that safe?
Yeah, there was a gang of us. Well, how are things?
Ah, grand. Could do with a bit of that heat. Shoulders frozen solid from all the lifting. Sure, you ask the young lads, but then you end up doing it yourself. Still, we're hiring all the time. In fact, we're looking for an architect.
Grand, and next time you see me, I'll have Sydney Opera House behind me.
Australia? They've the same boom as us, if you ever want.
See you, Dad. Don't work too hard.
Sorry, Maeve. Missed you. Can't keep up with myself.
Whoa, Dad, looking sharp.
Was that the races? Galway.
But you never bet.
Ah, one of the bigger lads had a truckload of tickets. Passed them on down the food chain. Said I'd go, take a day off.
Did you win?
Lost me short. Maeve. I can't see you. Are you there? Where's that now? Looks like the Galties.
It's New Zealand. It's like home, but supersized.
New Zealand?
So beautiful here, Daddy. I did the Lord of the Rings tour. It was brilliant.
The Lord of the Rings tour. Well, I suppose somebody should be on holidays somewhere. There's no let up here.
Guess who I met coming out of Frodo's cottage? Jem Birmingham.
Christie's youngest. Huh. Sure that fella still has his communion money.
Well, he's spending it in the Shire.
What's he like now?
Ah, you know, still a dry shite. Dad, are you there? I've something I need to tell you. I can see you. Can you just wave if you can hear me?
Maeve, where are you? I've news.
Oh, right. Me too. Which, you first.
I'm in the paper. Sunday supplement. Did your mother not say? Me and me swimming pools. Well, more my mosaics.
You're building swimming pools in Ireland? But you don't even... Have you gone and learned to swim?
Not a chance. Too old for that crack now. Sure, the best few of the mosaic is from above. They love a Maeve. I'm getting more commissions than I know what to do with. I could do with a hand.
That's class. So, anyway, I've been meaning to tell you. I met someone. Grant, he's,
Don't tell me. He's a hobbit.
How'd you guess? He is indeed a Kiwi. A six-footer, mind you, and an engineer.
Huh?
We're thinking of travelling on together.
Might we see this Grant at some stage?
I don't know, Dad. Maybe.
Would you be about ready to come home now, Maeve? You could have the wedding here, and I've a feeling you and this Grant fella could help me out no end.
You're listening to Remember to Breathe on News Talk 106 to 108.
Mark will take the eye out of someone with that yoke. What's it supposed to be? A skyscraper?
Stop it, Dad. It's a fascinator.
And she made poor old John Joe go heavy on the miracle whip.
What are you on about?
All I'm saying is you didn't have that hair at Christmas.
Dad.
What? Well, your diet paid off anyhow.
Are you serious? Shut up.
No. All I meant was, you look lovely. I'm very proud.
Ah, Dad. For a while it was great. You gave us both jobs, then the site. We were working all hours. It was like the whole country had been waiting at the starting line of a race for years. Then one day the whistle blew, and we were all off at a mad gallop. Every second farm, a mansion, all with pools, a barely saw grant, mortgages, building our own, no pool. Working days, nights, planning, buying, borrowing. Then almost as fast as it began, everything stopped. And stayed stopped for 2 years.
An aftershock measuring 5.4 on the Richter scale hit Christchurch, New Zealand today, compounding the devastation of last week's earthquake.
I saw you before you saw me. You were at the far end of the barn, hunched over a bench, bashing the mosaic pieces into submission. I turned to go.
Maeve?
What's that for?
What?
The mess, the pieces, the...
That's for nothing, that's what that's for. The whole shaggin' lot of it.
What's going on, Daddy?
Occupational therapy, I suppose. Fitzgerald's gone bust. All this was sale or return. Well, there's no one to sell it to, as you know. Now...
We can't return it. Oh, Dad.
Oh, Dad, what? I was enjoying that. Well, what did you want me for?
Nothing. Now's not the time.
Grant wants to go home, is that it?
How'd you know?
Only natural, with what's going on over there and over here. And what about you? You want to go too?
I don't know, Daddy. That was a lie. I like being here. That was the truth.
You want to know what I think?
Yeah, I do.
Go. You're well out of it.
All right, you lot, our final stroke, the butterfly.
And let's face it, those little buggers have one hell of a journey. They start out as slugs. I mean, you wouldn't look at them. But when they emerge, everyone is like, wow. So that's you lot. You're slugs now. But soon you'll be speeding through the water like the beauts you were born to be. Go on, Maeve. Go on. position. That is mastery. You are killing it.
It takes every single muscle and all your lung power to do that stroke right. But I did it. I was so proud of myself. I floated across the car park. I couldn't believe 7 lessons was all it took to feel this way. And I remembered asking you once, where is 7th heaven?
When you get there, you'll know. And when you get there, tell me how you managed it.
And I thought to myself, maybe this bliss is 7th heaven. Synchronicity. An Irish number, it had to be you. Dad, I was going to wait to tell you, but I'm learning to swim and it's the best ever. And I have this mad woman teaching me, but she's gas as well. And you can learn when you come over.
Maeve, it's Billy McGrath here.
Billy, who I sat next to in High Infants. Billy, who is now the local guard.
Do you have someone with you? It's about your father, Maeve.
I thought I was used to the ground opening up beneath me. But this was different. Like the very foundations of me were collapsing.
It's just that yours was the last number he called.
Here I was, worried about betraying you. Me. The only one of your 3 children on the other side of the world. Why'd you have to do that? Why? No. I won't. I can't. I won't ask why. People like me gain nothing from why. We must only ask questions we have answers for, like when, where, or if we can bear it. How? 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 You'd been working late. Alone. You could have fallen in. Could have been an accident. But I knew it wasn't. And you knew I'd know. In Ireland, death by drowning isn't classed as suicide. You did it that way for the insurance. For the money. Which will now come to us.
Money is freedom, Maeve.
It's not. It's not. It's not. How did it happen? How did you get so far down in the depths of yourself that you thought that was all you had left to give? We could have helped you. If you'd asked, I would have tried. If you only asked, if you only told, but you didn't. Not a word of a clue. I can't ask the why of that either, not without feeling my heart tear apart. Whatever the reasons, you gave up. You let the water have its way, and you left us behind to pick up the pieces.
I'm sorry for your
troubles.
He was a great man.
Sorry for your
troubles. I'm sorry for your loss.
He was a great man.
He'd be missed.
I'm sure you'll miss him.
Nobody had one bad word to say.
He was a great man.
He'd be missed.
He was great.
I'm so sorry for your loss.
What good he did around town.
I'm so sorry. He was so proud of you.
We scattered your ashes in the top field, under your favourite tree, the misshapen oak like a question mark. Was that the right place? I gave the eulogy. I can't remember what I said now. Only all the things I didn't, couldn't say. People are kind, or they try to be. Afterwards, one of your friends told me about this team of volunteers on suicide watch in Limerick by the River Shannon. They go every night to the riverbank and they walk and watch and wait. They try to talk to the people. First, they try to get them to say hello.
Hello?
Hello.
If the people say hello back, there's a chance they'll stay away. A chance they'll stay alive. For that night, anyway.
Good night to you.
Good night, now. Good night.
But he also said they see the same faces again and again and again. Your friend never said why he was telling me that. To let me know there were others, maybe? That people were trying to stop them, that they couldn't. He meant well, I know that. He was trying to be kind, because people are kind. After the cremation, the undertaker gave me a tiny blue envelope.
A bit of your daddy's dust to take back with you.
I asked, back where? He said, you'll find the right place. I carried that envelope for 3 days. The right place, where was that? Then on the fourth morning, I woke at dawn, and I knew. The ground in the hayfield was stiff with frost. It crunched underfoot all the way to the riverbank. I took out the envelope, and I watched your ashes disappear into the same dark currents you saved me from once. Why wasn't I able to save you? And I said to the water, to no one, I forgive you. But the truth is I don't. I can't. People are kind. After the funeral, everyone was confessing their own money troubles because everyone assumed it was money troubles. And I let them assume. Because what else could I say? What else did I? Do I? No. And when they said, he's in a better place, I nodded and smiled and never once asked, better for who? Because it's not better for me, Daddy. I can't help it. I am full of whys. Go. You're well out of it. Were you imagining it even then? And when those same people, the kind people, kept asking, what would we be doing next? I had no answer. All I knew was I couldn't wait to get out of there. So when we got back and Doreen called about how this was the last lesson and how I needed to, for God's sake, finish what you started, I said, yeah, you're right. I do. So here I am. And I didn't come here to talk. I came here to swim because I want to break that link with you.
Final laps, ladies. Let me see you race.
I let my face fall into the water. It takes all my strength just to keep going, but I'm determined to see this through. Now just moving isn't enough. I want to race, to pass everyone out. I kick and whirl and streak past the other women. My hand tips the far end of the pool.
First lap to Maeve. Well done. Keep going.
I am flying through the waves, my breath coming faster as I take in huge gulps of air, lift my body up and over. It feels good, like I've been waiting for this for years. And now, when it matters, I have the power in me. I am fighting you now. I pound the water, giving it every inch of my anger. But the waves take all I'm giving them and launch it back at me, stronger, lapping hard against my body, wearing me out, wearing me down. One by one, the other women catch up either side. I hurl myself on, trying to regain my lead. But it's too late. I mess up my breath. I falter. I go under. I give in. You were right. You can never win against the water. The other women's legs shimmy overhead as I lean against the cool, tiled wall. I hold on to my breath. I count 5, 10, 60 seconds.
Is this how it felt? When you... Is this where you are still, Daddy? Down here? Is this what you want me to understand?
Maeve. Maeveen.
I open my mouth. No. I won't do this.
You right there, Maeve?
It's all right, I'm fine. Thanks, Doreen.
No worries, I'm on my way.
Jesus, is she gonna dive? I'm fine, really I am.
You sure?
That's when I realised I've been crying.
Don't go so hard on yourself, love. Less lip, everyone. You've all done great. Now just let go. Let the water do the work.
I do as I'm told. The water carries me to the open end of the pool. I breathe in. I breathe out. The fibre optic stars give way to real stars. I feel my lungs fill again. Sense of eucalyptus and lavender wash over me.
Become conscious of the sounds around you.
In the distance, I hear crickets, night birds, the roar of a plane coming into land. No sirens.
Now, bring your attention inward. Focus on what's inside.
I concentrate all my being on this present moment.
Let your thoughts go. Let the water hold you up. Just breathe.
And I realize I don't have the answers to anything. If we're coming back to Ireland, if we're staying here, if anyone could have saved you from yourself. All I know is I can't bear thinking about it anymore.
Now feel how far you've come. Do you feel it?
I let go of my lungs, of my limbs. I let myself float. And in this moment, I feel free. Safe in the knowledge that for now, at least, I am being supported by something greater than myself. And for now, for me, that is enough. But, Daddy, I wish you could know just once. How good this feels.
This summer I went swimming, this summer I might have drowned, but I held my breath and I kicked my feet and I moved my arms around, moved my arms around.
Remember to Breathe was written, directed and produced by Orla Murphy and funded by the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland with the television licence fee. It starred Liz Fitzgibbon as Maeve, Julie Sharkey as Doreen, Raymond Keane as Johnny, Mo Dunford as Billy McGrath and Seamus Martin as Newsreader. Additional voice work by Maddie O'Carroll and Pauline Nerean. Sound design and editing was by Brendan Rehill. Additional sound elements by Christine Maynard.
If you've been affected by the issues raised by this program, please call the Samaritans 24-hour helpline on free phone 116 123.